number 16 is from the Capital Finance Manager of the Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding the 2011 University of Wisconsin land sale funded capital projects. This also went to the Committee on Transportation and Public Works. They took no action on it. This is an informational item.
Thank you. Introduce yourself, please.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, my name is Justin Rodriguez. I am the Interim Capital Finance Manager for the Department of Administrative Services. The report you have before you is an informational report that discusses the reallocation of sales tax proceeds for the purpose of providing funding to unfunded capital projects that were originally financed by UWM land sales in the 2011 adopted budget. In February of 2011, a purchase agreement with UWM Innovation Park was approved, which changed the payment structure for the $5 million payment that was going to occur in February of 2012, and now it will be received in February of 2014. In June of 2011, the Department of Administrative Services received approval from the County Board to apply surplus bond proceeds toward 2011 debt service payments, which allowed the county to use sales tax revenues for other purposes. $551,075 of sales tax revenue was allocated to project WC075, the courthouse masonry improvements, and the remaining $1,015,441 are allocated to the projects you see at the bottom there in the first page. Also included in the report is a table on the second page which outlines the GRAFE items that were part of the 2011 adopted budget and identifies some differences in cost between the original GRAFE report that was used as part of the budget and also the final GRAFE report or the revised report that was done after the budget had you can see the different variances there in each of the categories, the biggest being the $500,000 variance in the WO11411, the courthouse infrastructure improvements. The difference between the original and the revised item for that sub-project was that there was an item that had originally been considered a priority 2 or priority 3 project that was later moved up to being a priority 1 project that needed to be done within the current year. That $500,000 is for the rebuilding of the parapet at the safety building. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer your questions.
Any questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors.